Well, all this would simply consist then of exteriorizing somebody. You chase him around, have him copy everything. Only you select what he's going to copy. You don't tell him how well he's got to copy it, and his mask will get better and better, always remembering not to let him litter up his whole universe with old copies. Always have him do something with these copies. He gets nervous after a while when he's completely surrounded by all these things. All right, your preclear is going to get as well as he can change his mind about being an effect and becoming a cause. He could be then a cause or effect at will. He could be a cause or effect at will if he was willing to be the effect of any cause. If he wants to be the effect of any cause, he has to be able to cause any effect. A man will always be afraid of being killed so long as he cannot kill. You follow me? Ooh, this sounds barbaric and wild, doesn't it? Only if a man can kill, he won't. It's only when he's prevented utterly from justice that he begins to think in terms of slaughter. Therefore, the greatest murderer in a society would be an unjust system of jurisprudence. If men had recourse to clear justice in all their affairs, they themselves actually would not much concern themselves with murder. And when courts become slow, crooked, fixed, unreasonable, without justice, the incidence of murder in the society begins to rise markedly. And the incidence of insanity begins to rise markedly. As long as a man could kill, he won't. You know, he doesn't care to. No particular invitation. But when you make it forbidden, and then make it forbidden for him to have any justice, he'll go around trying to kill, believe me. It is the introduction of barriers and restrictions which make it necessary for a person to engage in antisocial activity. Actually, nobody is happier than a thing to engage in very social activity. You know, be very social. Hey, totally social. You know, communicate in all directions, talk to everybody, and so forth. He's social. If you want to make somebody antisocial, which is simply put them out of communication, all you'd have to do was convince them that they couldn't be the effect of a lot of things. If I were, for instance, to teach auditors that they could not and did not dare be the effect of insanity and must at all times act very sanely, see, we'd have everybody spinning in. Why? We asked the guy to walk into the lion's cage, you know, with some psychotic, or process a normal businessman, other psychotics, or something like this, and we tell the auditor he's always got to act sanely. We make it impossible then for him to go through any action which would even vaguely resemble psychosis. And we would have him getting re-stimulated every time he audited somebody who was wild. Now, an interesting concept, just as a demonstration concept, not as a therapy, is restraining insane motions. Just have a person mock himself up restraining insane motions. Have another person have mock up restraining insane motions. If you had an auditor on your staff, for instance, who couldn't bear to come near or process a psychotic, that's a very indicated process. Have him mock himself up restraining insane motions. And have him do it again, and do it again, and do it again, and do it again. Or send him down while exteriorized to the local spin bin and have him simply copy psychotics.